Hi, this is Barry Listed in Forums, the Institute for Operations Research and the Management Sciences. You're listening to Science at Better, a series of podcasts about ways that analytics and math modeling is affecting people like you and organizations like your own. In today's segment, we speak with Michael W. Carter of the University of Toronto. We're broadcasting from the Spring 2009 InForms Practice Meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. At the conference, operations researchers and experts in analytics have been discussing problems facing business and government and, in turn, the way that quantitative experts can find approaches to solving these problems. At the conference, Professor Carter delivered a paper about using analytics and operations research to address the systematic problems with healthcare in North America. Professor Carter, welcome to the Science of Better.
Thank you, Barry. Pleasure to be here.
How are you applying analytics, math modeling, operations research to understanding problems in the healthcare system? And when I ask that question, I guess I should say that our audience may not know too much about this.
Right. The simple answer is that virtually all of the methods that we use in operations research, all the tools we use are applicable in healthcare. There are supply chain issues, there are inventory issues, there are scheduling issues. All of these things apply. And I think the big difference, and it goes back to the four phases of healthcare that we discussed, and the big difference is that it is implementing those changes in this culture. So years ago, I used to sit with my students and somebody in a hospital would ask me a question and I'd say, well, the answer is 5 and we'd leave. It took me years to realize that I'd done the easy part, that the hard part was actually now getting those things implemented and convincing people to use them. One of the key differences, if I went into a company, a private company, and said I can save you $1 million a day, the CEO would implement it tomorrow. If I went into a hospital and said I can save you $1 million a day, they'd have to think about it, because the CEO would have to convince people that this was a good idea. It would have to be good for the doctors, good for the nurses, good for the bean counters, good for the patients, good for patient quality, etc., good for media, and all of these things would have to. So all of them become multi-criteria problems. The good news is that things are so bad in healthcare we could always do that. So Don Berwick, the president of the IHI, the Institute for Healthcare Improvement, was a doc with a very, very strong IEOR focus. And Don has estimated that the waste in healthcare in the U.S. is in the order of 30%.
So, boy, that's pretty high.
And I believe it. I mean, and he's now his estimate and mine too. And I agree with him. Same in Canada. The estimate comes from, specific examples when people really looked at what they were doing, and a ton of reasons for it. Like, we do things twice, we order tests twice, there's long delays, there's all kinds of inefficiency, and one of the key issues for healthcare is poor supply chain thinking, and I mean that in the sense of not just moving product, but information supply and coordination, et cetera. Really poor examples in healthcare, and these cause tremendous inefficiencies.
Getting back to data, people in analytics and OR fret about capturing the data, and the question therefore becomes, are we capturing the right data?
I mean, I used to go to hospitals and I would say, I need lots of data. Oh, we've got tons of data, right? So, well, do you have this? Do you have X? And we don't capture that. And I realized after many years that, of course, they didn't, because they are collecting data because the government told them to. They are collecting data because the shareholders asked for it, because the board wanted it. They or the bean counters needed it. They're collecting data because the doctors were interested in getting clinical information about Mike Carter. Okay. Nobody in healthcare is collecting data based on patient flow, efficiency, productivity, etc. And I felt like this was their problem. And then I realized that it's really our problem. That we really have to, why would they know? Why would they understand it? So one of my pet projects, and anyone listening would love to like to collaborate on this or have thoughts on it. One of my pet projects is to create a minimum data set of this is the information that every hospital, every healthcare system should collect in order to track, in order to understand what's happening. You know, how long do things take? How do patients flow through the system? These are things that I had one hospital in Ottawa, and the emergency department, they had an